This is another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas in El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Kathy Stout. She's from the Department of Political Science. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us all, what do you do? What's your research topic?
Well, I'm from Wisconsin. I was trained at the University of Wisconsin in comparative politics and international development. So I feel really blessed to have a position at the border here. I came here in 1977, and I've been able to do a lot of research and writing and publication on the border, and oftentimes with students.
And I know this. You write lots of books.
Yes.
At least it seems to me there are lots of books.
Yes. I have 18 books and edited volumes. And the first one on the border was a comparative study of both sides of the border, using the border as the type of laboratory, looking at informal economies, how people generate incomes for themselves and their families on both sides of the border. And
that I mean, by informal, you also mean without going through the taxes.
Well, underground economy, it's the unregulated economy. And actually, in many developing countries, that is the main way people earn their incomes.
That was your first book.
Yes, called Free Trade with a Question Mark. It was right around the time of NAFTA that we were doing the research. And my latest work involves a comparative cross-border governance project with colleagues in Canada and various European countries, in Mexico and in the United States. And I've been doing interviewing of business people on both sides of the border and the non-government organizations that represent them. And the title of what will be a chapter is called Getting It: Business, Non-Government Organizations, and Political Actors Talk About the U.S.-Mexico Border Region.
Tell us, when we talk about research, we tend to think there's some form of outcome. I mean, in the sciences, you know, you've got to put up a hypothesis, you've got to do the experiment, and you come out with a result, and then you go from there.
Oh, we do that too. This is political science, remember?
And so what are the outcomes? How can you say what you've done has impacted where you live?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the Free Trade book, we did research using quantitative studies, hundreds of surveys both sides of the border. We did other studies of street vendors. We did in-depth research. We produced a book. We communicated this in various forms to a variety of public audiences. And in this current work that we're doing, we'll publish a book. We will communicate it. You know that Texas does over $80 billion of trade with Mexico and creates lots of jobs, and so do other states.
And so when you talk to these business people, they may not be familiar with the border. I mean, do you talk to people?
They're business people at the border. They're business people in the border region, and they are doing what they can. They understand the border and the possibilities, but the rest of mainstream America doesn't always understand.
Well, one other thing. You've written 18 books. That's mind-boggling. I've edited one, right? But we, in a different area of research, we tend to do papers. We don't tend to do books.
Mm-hmm.
Do you publish chapters of your books independently, or is it just the book is the icon?
No, I have about 120 articles and chapters in edited volumes. So we are also part of the peer refereeing academic journal publication process.
A phenomenal record. Kathy Stout, Department of Political Science. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. My name is Keith Pannell.